The austere pavilions of the Kumano Hongu Taisha are an outstanding example of Japanese shrine architecture. The use of natural unfinished materials allows it to blend effortlessly into the natural environment as if it has grown from Kumano's sacred soils. There are few nails used in the construction, instead relying on intricate joint work. The pavilions have gone through periodic rebuilding after damage from fires and floods, but the architectural style has remained consistent for over 800 years. Notice how thick roof gracefully sweeps forward, extending over the stairs and the area in front of the shrine. It's made entirely of hinoki, or Japanese cypress bark. Some of the raw materials come from the trees in the surrounding shrine grove, as well as from around the Tsukigaoka Jinja Shrine on the Dainichi-goe section of the Kumanokodo pilgrimage route that connects Hongu and Yunomine Onsen. It's replaced every 40 to 50 years. These restoration projects are expensive and labor-intensive. It's difficult to acquire the traditional building materials. Furthermore, the number of skilled craftsmen has drastically diminished with the prevalence of modern-day construction techniques. The bronze ornaments on the rooftop are characteristic features of shrine architecture. They are now symbolic of the sacred nature of the structure, but originally they derived from functional construction techniques and markers of status. The X-shaped cross pieces that pierce the sky are called chigi, and the log-like beams that are laid horizontally along and perpendicular to the ridge line are called katsuogi. They add a dramatic highlight to the roof line. Unique to the Kumano Hongu Taisha is the space or corridor under the verandas of the pavilions. You can see them if you look through the fence. There used to be no fence around the structures, so pilgrims and ascetics would use this tiny refuge for meditation, prayer, sutra copying, austere rites, and even sleeping quarters. Devotees would receive oracles and commune with the Kumano deities in the sacred asylum. In fact, this is where Saint Ippen Shonin was enlightened. The Kumano Hongu Taisha is a mixture between Kasuga and Taisha styles, but because of this sacred corridor, it has also been referred to as the Kumano style.